Boardman. Ruly Bros again is showcasing artwork from Boardman Center Intermediate School students at its 8025 South Avenue location. We are grateful for our nearly five-year relationship with Ruly Bros. Boardman location, as it gives us the opportunity to showcase our 5th and 6th grade student artwork, BCIS art teacher Kate Sears said in a news release. Ruly Bros has set aside an area as customers enter the store for the students' art to be displayed. The students sketch stills of Ruly Bros pasta sauce jars, and every 9 weeks the best of the 5th and 6th grade artwork is selected. The students win a certificate and get their artwork displayed in the entrance to the grocery store. It's a great way for the kids to develop a sense of pride and to build their confidence, Sears said. Art can be so subjective, but seeing their work displayed in a busy store like Ruly Bros is a big boost. Ribbon cutting set for Trumbull County Job Placement Welcome Center. Warren. The Professional Development Center will have a ribbon cutting ceremony at 11 a.m. Tuesday for its new Trumbull County Job Placement Welcome Center at 237 Main Avenue. SW. Mayor Doug Franklin, along with other local officials, will speak at the event. The PDC's Job Placement Welcome Center enables residents to walk in and have access to immediate job opportunities. It is open from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. The PDC works with various national and local employers to meet their job demand. PDC job developers work with job candidates to connect them to the best job opportunities, a news release states. Goodwill to celebrate opening of Austintown location. Austintown, Youngstown area Goodwill Industries is celebrating the opening of its newest retail location at 6009 Mahoning Avenue on Tuesday. There will be a ribbon-cutting ceremony at 9 a.m. from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Junior Group, Goodwill's volunteer organization, will have a sidewalk jewelry sale, offering a selection of hand-picked, donated jewelry. The Junior Group has assisted Goodwill for nearly 30 years through its fundraising and community efforts, and all proceeds will stay local and directly support the nonprofit's mission, a news release states. The new location offers a selection of merchandise, including donated clothing, shoes and accessories for men, women and children, as well as housewares and furniture. The store also features brand new merchandise, such as home goods and seasonal decor. Patrons can shop or donate from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, or noon to 5 p.m. Sundays. Ewing to speak to Youngstown Rotary Wednesday. Youngstown Rotary Club of Youngstown will welcome Barb Ewing, Chief Executive Officer of the Youngstown Business Incubator, to its weekly meeting Wednesday. The Rotary Club of Youngstown meets at the Wick Park Pavilion on the north side. Lunch begins at noon and the speaker's presentation begins at 12:30 p.m. YBI facilitates the creation of information technology and advanced manufacturing businesses through collaborative partnerships that promote innovative technologies and long-term, sustainable employment opportunities. Ewing joined the YBI after 8 years working in Congressman Tim Ryan's office in the position of Economic Development Director. Prior to that, she was Vice President of Public Policy for the Youngstown-Warren Regional Chamber, where she lobbied to bring state and federal funding back to the Mahoning Valley for community development projects. A Mahoning Valley native, Ewing holds a Bachelor of Arts degree from Kent State University and a Master's degree from Capella University. Do you have an announcement about your business or organization you'd like to share? Email news@mahoningmatters.com.